was there.
Currently, there has been a rash of media attacks against them beginning last July. Members and supporters of the People's Temple took to the streets around the Examiner building this morning to demonstrate their displeasure with much of what's been printed and said. They are particularly upset with an article from last Sunday's Examiner, a story about the late Robert Houston Jr., who was a member of the church. They say it painted an unfair and biased picture of the church, putting it in a bad light. Specifically, they say much of what was told to or reported by people favorable to the temple was deleted. The Examiner says not so, that those favorable views were represented in the article, and there was included a response to every major charge made against the temple. Beyond this particular argument, there remains the question of the Reverend Jim Jones, his continued stay at the temple's mission in Guyana, on his attorney's advice, we're told, and whether or not his return to answer all the criticism might not clear the air.
Well, it certainly would, but under the advice of his attorney, he is still over there in the agricultural mission doing tremendous things.
But doesn't his continued stay there, and for whatever reason, reluctance to come here, it kind of leads some sort of credence to the questions that are being raised about People's Temple?
That I couldn't answer. Perhaps it does, perhaps it doesn't. Again, I say our works really stand for themselves.
McIlvaine said the demonstration would remain here all day. In San Francisco, Pat O'Brien, Channel 5 Eyewitness News.
The city of San Francisco is looking for...